Phase 2 of the $17.5 million Reimagine Victoriaville project is underway, with tenders opening as of January 25. City officials on January 27 officially launched the next stage, the development project, which includes the removal of Victoriaville Mall and renovations to the Victoriaville Civic Center, court services and private buildings within the current mall. The mall is located in the South End Fort William side of the city. The plan will also see Victoria Avenue reopened to vehicular traffic from Archibald Street to Brodie Street. Tenders close on March 25 and construction is slated to get underway in April, lasting through October 2026, if it remains on schedule. Demolition of Victoriaville Mall will start this spring, with reconstruction of Victoria Avenue slated for next spring. The project was supposed to begin last year, but was delayed because of unexpected discoveries in the scope of preparation work needed to start construction. According to the city release, the plan will include a pair of new public plazas, north of Victoria to Justice Avenue and south to Syndicate Avenue South. Upgrades to underground water mains and storm sewer systems will also be part of the project. The city said it has conducted consultations with businesses, property owners and tenants to refine construction plans. This project is about more than removing an aging structure. It's about enhancing the vitality in our downtown, improving infrastructure, and creating a space for everyone, said Aaron Ward, the city's manager of engineering, in the release. Collaboration has been key to building a foundation for a revitalized downtown. City officials said there was resounding support to remove the mall, which was approved by council in October 2020. We are excited that construction is planned to begin soon. The Reimagine Victoriaville project will renew downtown Fort William, fostering economic growth, community pride, and sustainability, said Stephen Margaret, Downtown Fort William Revitalization Committee chair. It's a bold step towards a more connected and inclusive city. Constructed in the late 1970s, the mall has been deemed by many in the city as having outlived its usefulness, as being an obstacle to vehicle traffic, and as having contributed to the negative image of the downtown. Story includes files from Northern Ontario Business.